all about lifestyle, relationships, cause, and get. From Cassie to the Berg. From Cassie to the Berg.
Yeah, that's us, Black Life. We're at it again. At it again. Damn, English is not my mother's tongue, but we're at it again. It's Friday. You know what time it is. 1 to 2 p.m. In the studio with me, I've got Victor Chauke, the inspirator, as well as Peteni Kuzwayo, the running man. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing fine, and you? How are you, man?
I'm very good, man. Did you have a good week?
Definitely was a great week. Hey, I really enjoyed. We're running around, but things are doing very great.
Thank God it's Friday. Yeah. Mr. Kuzwayo, how you doing?
Mesh, man? What's up, my bro?
I'm very good, thanks.
I'm super, super. I see Victor, how are you, mate?
I'm all right, buddy.
Lovely. Happy Friday to you, gents.
I see you're hobbling around today. What's going on?
Hey, my man, weekend things. Went to a wedding and, yeah, got stood on by mistake. So now I'm limping.
Who stood on you, man?
This one lady that I was trying to mack on.
Was she a big lady? Because she like destroyed your toe, man.
Yeah.
She was a huge lady. You know, is it? It's after winter, so I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah, because it's summer. It's December, boss. How are you going to go to pool parties with this big lady? You know, how is she going to wear like what did we say that in kanga?
I didn't want competition. You know, so there I was.
You want someone to just be for you?
Yeah, just
yourself.
For me. Okay. Just for me.
Well, Vilmarie and BC are on their way. I think that's why we played that Jack Parra song, Fokity Fok Fok, because that's what's happening on the highways today. It's Fokity Fok Fok. If you're out there, you should know that it's not happening. Ah, look who just walked in. It's Monwa BC.
Uncle BC is in the house.
How you doing, Beast?
I'm good, man.
The Beast, the Beast of the East. How you doing, Mona, Beast of the East?
No, I'm good. Welcome, guys.
How was it on the highway, man? I was just talking about it.
Hey, it was terrible,
it's Fokody Fok Fok.
Hey, man, it's terrible.
Okay, Wanyiwa.
Dr. Choke.
Yeah, in the house.
Wanyiwa.
Yeah, no.
But you made it.
Yeah.
Welcome, BC.
So welcome, BC. Okay.
Peteni is wearing a pirate shirt. Is he mourning the loss for tomorrow? Can we just get this out of the way? He's in our studio in a pirate's top.
Well, what should he be in? A Sundowns top, ne?
You see, there
in Peter Maritzburg, United.
Yeah, that one. Polokwane City.
Does Eastern Cape still have a soccer team? Like,
yes,
for
it
you?
Does.
What,
yes,
what,
it does.
What soccer team is that?
Huh?
What, in the PSL, eh?
Kaizer Chiefs.
No, my friend. That's Soweto. That's Pefeni Glamour Boys. Is there a team from where you are from, my man?
Yes.
Eastern Cape. What
Kaizer
team is
Chiefs.
That? No, Kaizer Chiefs is not from there. So basically, you don't have a team.
No.
You don't have a team anymore in the PSL.
We do.
No, don't say Kaizer Chiefs because it's not your team.
We do.
You don't?
We do.
Huh?
We do. This is not Chippa, up for negotiation.
Oh, but a Chippa United. It came through. They said Chippa United. So you're Chippa United.
Kaizer Chiefs.
What? Where are you from?
Huh?
Where are you originally from? Okay, where were you born? Okay, fine.
Let's put it differently. Your parents are from the
Eastern Cape.
Let's help
Wena Monwabisi, which means to make them happy.
Yes.
Okay, in Xhosa.
Yes.
Are from the East End.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
No.
Does the East End...
Born in the Cape Town in Auntie Zillaville.
Okay, so you're Ajax.
I didn't know.
Does the East End have a team?
No, I'll prove it.
Does the East End have a team?
How many players?
Does the East End have a team?
Yes.
What's that team?
PSL.
PSL.
Okay. Yeah. So Morabisi is homeless.
Of the players come from PSL.
He's just joined Kaizer Chiefs because it's popular. That's why.
You should know.
Yourself, Victor, what are you going for tomorrow?
Pirates, obvious.
Oh, okay. So you're also a Buccaneer.
This guy must leave the studio.
You seem like such a nice guy.
But it's early days, Morabisi. You know, 2 years back, I would have hoped you'd have learned a lesson by now.
2 years.
Don't have a big mouth. It's not even halfway.
History. 2 years.
But guys, seriously, who do you think is going to win? Peteni, I think Chiefs is going to whip y'all's ass.
We've got some whipping to do tomorrow.
We've got a lot to make up for, you know.
No, so you'll tomorrow, be picking up soap prepared. Tomorrow. Pick up that soap.
We'll be mourning VV, Senzo.
You don't even have a coach, guy.
We do. Tinkler. The last time Tinkler took over, we won a couple of games. So watch out tomorrow.
You also lost your first one under him.
Well.
I personally don't think you guys have a hope in hell of winning tomorrow.
Especially
so it's going to be a black day for Ezimnyama Ngenkani.
Yeah, those bones are going to be on the floor.
Cremated.
Chiefs is making bone soup.
Yeah, cremated.
Like I say, it's early days. Next week Friday, we'll talk a different story.
Yeah. Okay, well,
that's if he's invited next week Friday.
I don't think BC will be here on time.
Yeah.
He probably won't pitch next week Friday.
You know, if Chiefs loses, BC won't be here.
He won't be here.
He's that guy.
I
won't live up to it. Why don't you guys... Maybe a friendly bet as to who will win.
I'm busy signing the check now, so I'm guaranteed.
But you know, best don't have to be about money.
I think it will be from NetBank.
Acts of service, acts of service are good. Donations. What are you guys willing to give up if your team loses?
Money is easy.
Here's my suggestion.
Because you got some now. Hey, every time we have a bet, BC throwing in money.
iPhone 6 money.
Me, I say, if Pirates wins tomorrow, BC, you run a 10 kilometer.
Put
your legs where your mouth is.
Because he's got money, it's new money. So it's
new money.
Yeah,
you know. So I don't know. But
invested new money first, okay? Run that 10K. Let's see. Are you sure of your team that much?
Patrice always wants to come into the picture.
No, forget about Patrice.
Are you sure of your team? Answer the question. It's for Nuguas.
Me, I want to put money.
Money?
Oh,
money.
So he's not sure of his team.
No, I am. That's how sure I am.
No. Money, run the 10K. I mean, money, you can go borrow money. I want to see you sweating. In fact, we'll make it a half marathon. I want to see you there sweating.
No, 10K. Let's not say
because let's make it 10K. But with money, you see, the thing with money, Mash, is that, I don't know, he can go borrow it.
No, it doesn't just call out of it. Credit card.
Yeah, from Patrick Motsipe.
He might be there, go African bank, go lining. But running, you can't get someone else to run for you. So I'm saying you run a 10 kilometer.
I think that's a good idea. Plus, BC is always going on about how fit he is. And I don't think he really is, to be honest with you. Listen to him laughing. He's in a corner. How do I get out of this? Okay, we'll let you think about it, Monobis. What do you guys think of, I can't remember her first name, but Mrs. Chabalala, I suppose, from the SABC.
Ellen
Chabalala. Apasa, le festeko, ya become go UNISA, and now she's saying that UNISA's got it all wrong.
She was doing HR.
And BCom. We're not even fighting about whether she did an MBA, a post, just a basic degree and diploma. 13% and 35% for something else. I think it was 35% for HR. And now she's saying that UNISA have got it all wrong. In fact, their records are wrong. She can prove better than they can that, Yena, she not only passed those courses, but she also passed the whole degree and the diploma.
We'll be waiting a very long time for that answer to come from
her. But do you think there's a link there? Because, let's see, the chairperson herself does not have any qualifications. Mm-hmm. Then the CEO, or the acting COO who's being fired, is saved by the very chairman after Tulima Tonsela's report comes out for Mutuana the qualifications. The chairman says, aye, we don't care about Tuli, we're going to keep Saudi. And now Saudi is fighting for Helen to stay in. Do you think it was one of those,
I'd do Jay-Z. To say, look, Hana Metric, now I'm staying here. Then. With my 13%, I'm going nowhere.
Look, we all knew Jay going in there. Jay-Z never claimed to have, whether it was a degree, even a matric. He said it straight up, I have a standard 3. We don't even know if he has a standard 3. Okay? I, as he said, have a standard 3. Then he licks his lips. Why don't you sit here next to me, Ville Marie?
The mic won't stretch.
Guess who just walked in?
It's on Black Man's Time. Hello. Pura
I'm spending too much time with you guys.
Listen to that. She comes in and she's on
Now she's like starting to, throw shade.
Hello.
Ville Marie.
Hello.
How are those glasses?
What's a glass?
Yeah,
those glasses aren't even real. Are those prescription?
Are those prescription?
I found them on the street when he was coming in.
Those are fashionable, isn't it?
Right.
Let doctor check. Doctor, please check. Prescription. Oh,
Dr. Victor.
Oh, it is. It is real. It's a real deal, eh?
No, no. The glasses are real.
Made in
No. But anyone can put that there.
No,
are they prescription?
Let me put them on.
Let me put those on. Let's see if it changes my eyesight. Hey, we've got many Ellen Chabalalas in the studio. Nothing has changed, BC. These are not prescription. Unless we have...
He's blinking
two people,
his eyes.
No two people can have the same prescription.
And blinking.
Nothing has changed. Pateni, why don't you try them?
Okay, let's try
them. There are many
this.
Saudis of this world, eh? What's happened to our leadership?
Does it look like make me nice? Wait, you got to take off your head.
Did he make me nice?
Mr. Pirate.
Hey, you, BC. Where did you get these from?
Huh?
Where did you get these from?
BC is wearing fake spectacles.
and you didn't have these spectacles on last week.
I
you left the parking lot without glasses.
So you're wearing spectacles, but there's no prescription. Are you trying to make yourself? Because I know you're the editor of Black Magazine. Does it help when you make corrections on other people's work? BC, when you edit, Does it help that people can think otlalifile? That you, is that your qualification?
Wait, let's do that.
In fact, what's your qualification?
Wait.
What's your qualification?
Wait, huh?
What's your qualification?
BSc Computer Science.
BSc Computer Science from?
BSc Actuarial Science.
Ah, now you're lying.
Honors? No. You asked me.
BSc Actuarial Science Honors. Like, so you got a BCom?
No, hang on. Let me.
Sorry, BC, I started something.
Okay, let's hear it. Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah.
Is that prescription?
No, we call these the make me nice.
Yeah.
No, BC, he's still telling us about
Duncan.
Qualifications.
Let's hear Duncan first.
Duncan, are those prescription? No. Okay, moving on to the next one. What are your qualifications again?
An honors, BA honors in brand leadership and communication.
All of these.
What about the actual science?
And I'm currently busy with my master's in business leadership.
Yeah.
Okay. MBL, not A.
And you're not bribing anyone.
But hang on, you just said you've also got computer science somewhere, BCom.
Yeah.
So you got 3 degrees.
No.
You've got a BA, you've got a BSc in actual science, and you've got a BCom.
Postgrad. Does postgrad count as a degree?
Guys, it's not about you, it's
about
the guests.
What's your first degree? Your BA?
Computer science.
Okay, and then after that, you've
BSc,
got a
BSc, Baccalaureus
and
di
then,
Scienti.
So your actuarial science is a postgrad.
Let's call it in Latin, Baccalaureus di Scienti.
Okay, now okay. I want to see the from who?
From Tux.
Where? From what?
From Tux.
Oh, I thought you had UJ.
Why would I go to UJ?
Cockfight.
No, we haven't got our cocks out and we're not fighting like that. Unless you're talking about...
We're talking
about the chicken cocks, of course,
yeah,
not
financial
the cock
Financial math.
Financial what?
Math.
Well, maybe next week you can bring your qualifications unless you want us to take this to Parliament.
Phone them. Better yet, phone them.
Well, I don't have their number.
I went to VITS. Yeah, no, you can Google them. Make Google your friend.
I've got pictures at VITS and they've got me on the board, so it's okay. You know, they know me there.
Pictures only.
Huh?
Guests.
Oh, no, the guests have been
Vilmarie,
introduced. You weren't here.
You are
okay.
late.
Vilmarie,
don't talk.
You are
Vilmarie
late.
Coming here one, late you know, and telling us what to do, like the DA.
Yeah, comrade, you must get in line. Auntie Zilla, you must get in line.
I learned from the best.
Okay, let me introduce you.
Wait, gentlemen, I've got a joke for you. Your qualifications, by the way, you've got a BA honors, ne?
Yeah, BA honors in drama.
In drama.
Yeah.
So dramatic, darling. Anyway, moving right along.
Yes.
So the BSc people have a joke for the BA people.
Okay.
Have you ever heard?
I've heard of it. What's the difference between a BA and a pizza?
Yeah.
At least a pizza can feed a family of four.
Oh, baby!
But we're not sure anymore because you've got a BSc, you've got now a BCom, you've got a BA.
No BCom.
What does he actually have, guys?
Because
remember, Victor, you're an honest man. What did he say?
You know, the best way is to get an investigation here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call the parliament.
Tax!
Here.
Yeah.
Just to find out really,
Pretoria.
Actually, you know.
That's right.
What's really happening with him.
Next thing, you'll be the CEO of the SABC.
No, I've got qualifications, so actually.
Have you guys seen the new generations yet that started at the beginning of this week?
Twitter row of note.
Hey, I tried to watch it. I think it was yesterday morning.
Mm, and what are your thoughts?
All of 5 minutes. And something distracted me.
Were you distracted by Connie's wonderful performance?
I was distracted.
Connie and Rapulana, as well as Manaka Ranaka, trying to think of LaToya.
LaToya's hot.
I read a tweet that said, you know, that awkward time where every extra is now like the main character.
Yo.
Well, they got some of the guys back. And that were in the previous one. But I think the industry is up in arms. Never.
Did they not call you back?
But they've hit new records, in terms of viewership. I think for the first time, they've gone over 10 million viewers or 15 million.
What?
Something crazy like that.
Oh, wow.
T-Money, so were you approached?
So,
yeah?
No. Vunza couldn't afford me. You know, he knows that. He knew that. And I'm a serious... I'm a thespian. I'm not even an actor. I've transcended that.
Okay.
I know I'm using big words, but that is what a BA honors in drama will get you.
Dramatic. You're very dramatic.
Yeah? So, Mesh, did you manage to watch it?
I took a squeeze at it. And to be honest with you, it's not a better show.
Yeah.
I was actually quite disappointed. I'm still a bit disappointed with the actors that went in there and took other people's work because it really set the industry back 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that they were just there to pick up a paycheck. They are not convinced by the lines that they're saying. They're just there really to just be like, listen, Mfundi, so you know at the end of the month you're paying me my check. I pitched that. I kind of got the words right, so pay me. You know, there was no commitment really from anyone.
But some people are saying, I mean, it's only the first week. So it's almost like reading the first page or the intro of a book. You can't really, you know, pass judgment
if
on
a song doesn't get you in the first 10 seconds, it ain't gonna be a hit.
There's some songs I've listened to where I'm like, I know this one. And then a month down the line, it's the hottest thing ever. And I'm dancing. Okay. So I don't know. I mean,
so you're saying that maybe you need to watch Generations of the same episode a few more times to really get into it.
I'm just saying it might grow on people who are already complaining.
And look, I think you got a point. It might grow and people are already complaining. We don't know. Yeah. And I think it's a wait and see. You, Victor, did you get a chance to look at it?
I try to watch it, but every time I go to SABC 1, you know, I just skip. You know, it was not showing.
Your decoder.
My decoder just like...
yeah, it just goes next channel.
And I tried, you know, for the whole hour. So I don't know, like, what
really SABC happened. 1, 2, 3, not available. Vilmarie, I'm sure you watched it because I know you've been waiting with bated breath.
Yeah, Steven Delon.
I don't even watch that.
So, are you stereotyping her just because she's Afrikaans? She's gonna watch
that's
Binnenlanders.
That's typical.
And like
Binnenlanders. No, never, yeah. Never watched it.
Neither of them. You know, I was on Binnenlanders.
I work.
Egg bus or Binnenlanders.
Yeah, your Afrikaans. They used to simulcast you. Yeah, they used to write the words.
They used to dub me with your voice. Eh?
Yeah.
Because you went to Pretoria.
Yeah,
apparently.
I guess a
Pretoria
blow
University. Hey,
they blew this blow.
Really?
That's it.
All I want to know is, can I see your graduation pictures at least? Nyana. Can we see those?
There's none, eh?
This guy. Yeah?
But did you notice the glasses are gone? This
yeah, guy. He doesn't need them.
And he doesn't even notice it.
I must clean them because Dumisha was sweating in them. That's, you know, when...
I'm pulling your leg.
Spec fit mensa. Ne?
Oh, you bring Han and Sylvia.
Yeah, that's it.
I still don't know the
default insult. Do you have other ones? Is that it? You're in Chabalala. You're running.
You know, Vilmarie, you missed out on a great show last week where Peteni was climbing into Tumisha.
No,
to Tumisha is child's play.
Don't try to create a rift here between me and my buddy. Hey, man.
Child's play. They ripped Tumisha's heart and they didn't even bother mending it. You know, I normally mend it like and say, buddy, you know, one day you'll get a big role in like a big movie, you know, one day, you know. But
how are people supposed to believe you when you don't even have qualifications, Monavis? And then you wear fake spectacles.
Please tell them to call Tux so that we can verify, you know, and call Malian Guardian whilst you're at it.
Yeah, we're gonna put you in the Malian Guardian.
Let's call the University of Pretoria. Let's check their records for how many degrees, not just one.
Okay.
Not just one.
Yeah?
Not just one.
Because you got more. First, you said you have many degrees. Then you said you don't have more than one degree.
I feel like
you
I'm
said
on the Oscar
that
trial.
You just
now.
Have postgraduates.
Except this is a Dumisha trial.
Postgrads, not the degree.
Oh, by the way, Vega as well. Vega too. So tell them to call.
You
Vega.
Know, postgrad is not the same as a degree, ne? A postgrad is added onto the degree.
But that's what I asked you.
But now you're saying you got many degrees.
No. BSc.
So you're misleading the panel.
Maybe, see, I'm still waiting for my answer on the bet. You haven't answered anything today. You've come in here.
Stacking and diving, this guy. Yeah?
Leave me out of this cat fight. This is like...
Vilmarie, we missed you. I missed you. You know that?
I like the purple.
Thank you. I know, you know, we dressed the same today.
Yeah.
You know how
wasn't
we roll.
Intentional, sorry.
But when we woke up this morning and we were putting on our clothes, I told you we were wearing purple today, baby. Why are you saying it like that?
I'm scared of your wife.
Don't be afraid. She's happy for me to have a second wife. And as long as it's you.
Is this where the ring comes from? Hey, saying.
No, I'm going to get you a bigger one than that. You know, I'm new money like that. I'm going to spend my whole year's wages on your ring so that they must know.
I'm taken.
Yeah. The beasties of this world.
Vilmarie, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on with the ring? I see you're wearing an engagement ring. Actually.
None of your business.
Oh. Okay.
No, tell us. We will
tell
know.
Tell us.
What's going on?
Duncan, I'll tell you later.
If you need a bridesmaid, BC will be very good at it. Yeah. By the way.
Dimisha's laughing at his own jokes.
We're being told time out. It's time to play a new song. Anyway, Arnold wrote to us on WeChat, and he was asking, "What was that Jack Perot song?" And
Jack
that was
Barrow.
Jack Barrow, not Jack Perot. I'm anglicizing it. Jack Barrow. He was doing Fockety fock fock.
Yes.
It's not me saying it. That's what Jack Barrow said. Okay. So we're going to go to another musical break and we will be right back. All right. We're back at it. This is Black Life only on Cliff Central. They're going low with Juicy J and Nicki Minaj. And we're going low with Vilma Ree. Oh, so guys, this week on Wednesday, as you know, there was the Cliffmas Carols.
No, Christmas Carols.
Cliff Central Cliffmas Carols.
There we go.
Okay, that's what I said, dog. Okay. That's what a BA honors will get you. Okay?
Drama.
I can show you my graduation picture.
Drama.
Because the chancellor was there. He put it on my head. Anyway, so we had the carols. All right, we had the carols. We sang a couple of songs. What did you think, BC? You were in the audience.
That was actually very good. I liked the evening. It was a very nice evening. Mm. Well planned, well organized machine. I mean, Caspar was funny.
I didn't know that Gareth was actually such a good singer. He was actually very good.
No, and Jen Sue as well. I wouldn't go that far. Jen, yes.
So you think Gareth. You can sing better than Gareth?
Yeah. Why must it be a competition?
I need you saying someone is not that good a singer. No, now I'm giving props.
Because
you see, I understand. I'm in that field, you know, because I sang as well. So as a singer to singer, I was like, you know, he was pretty good. But I always find that as people who are not
anyone's
doing
better
that
than
throw
me.
Shade. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. You're throwing shade right now.
Yeah. So.
So anyway, Gareth sang and I thought he was amazing.
No, it was
and I
good.
Thought Jen
no,
Sue was Jen Sue just surprised. She's really, really good.
Yeah.
And of course we had the Soweto Gospel Choir and,
amazing.
And Casper and his crew. We should do something next year because all we had was one line.
Yeah.
Two black guys in Vilmarie. That's all we had. Yeah. Black guys in Vilmarie.
Yeah.
So Vilmarie was like black guys. Like we don't even have a name.
Yeah. And we attended
guys.
And you,
you know
didn't,
what I mean?
You know,
and then Vilmarie has the name. What's up with that, Vilmarie?
I didn't even know. Well, I'm glad my name was mentioned. Thanks.
Okay.
Whoever.
You didn't even know what were you about to say? You didn't even know what?
Racist. White people supporting each other.
Yeah, ne? It is. I think that's what it was. Because, you know, if you think about it, who organized this whole thing?
Yeah.
It was a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Why is it that everyone else, they got their names out there and with us it was just black guys and Vilmarie? What's up with that?
You know?
Vilmarie, Kulum.
I really wanted to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I've had a lot of people say, oh, I see your ad on.
Yes,
DSTV.
Our
have you guys noticed?
Over the spot on DSTV, by the
everyone
way.
Is seeing it. That's awesome.
Mm. Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah, they're seeing you, not us.
The black, you and my shadow.
Oh, well.
ANC.
Okay.
ANC.
I know.
Yeah, well, no, won't go into that. Okay, so Pet, you've got some good things for us today, man. You know, it's December, boss.
Yeah,
it's December, boss. So you're going to tell us about, since it's December, staying fit. In December.
Yeah. I think in December or holidays rather, it's so easy to fall off the health wagon. As an athlete, someone who runs the Comrades, come December, it's a bit of a mission to try and stay fit.
So and you've run the Comrades three times,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, run the Comrades three times.
You've got the medals to prove it as well.
I've got the medals to prove it.
Okay.
I'll show them to BC first.
Okay, all right.
You know? Judge to me.
But what if you don't run a Comrades? Then what? How do you stay fit?
These are just health tips that I'm giving out. Whether you run Comrades or you just want to stay fit. And you'll see that they're very simple. So, I mean, these are not crazy, crazy ways of staying fit. Just if you want to stay fit during holidays, you can apply them. Pretty basic tips, really.
What are those tips?
Okay, so we'll get stuck into the first one. And obviously, this is the post that I posted on my blog, which is www.runforwealth.com. The first one is really just planning your holiday. You know, it's almost impossible to try to do anything if you haven't planned in advance. A lot of the times, people will say, oh, man, I just couldn't do anything health related during the holidays. Well, did you plan?
Mm.
You know, did you actually sit back and try to find some time in your schedule? And if the answer is no, it's impossible to get to gym or to run or to walk or to do anything.
I find it actually easier to train holidays.
You reckon?
It's less pressure. There's more time. It's actually, you don't have to rush a workout into an hour. You can spend an hour and a half, 2 hours. And the gym's empty. It's fantastic.
But Vilmarie, I must actually just, because I spent time with your mom not so long ago, and she's in really great shape. So I have a feeling that your shape is not only because of your workout, but it's actually genetic. So can we speak to people who actually have to work hard for these things?
Okay, so what do you do on holidays, Tamisha?
Wait, can I answer? Can I answer? Please, can I answer?
I swim in my pool. I swim laps, BC. You should come.
In your kitchen, yes.
No, you should come. I swim laps. I play tennis at the tennis court there at home. And I swim afterwards as well. So, you know, that's how I try to keep in shape.
No, but really,
and I
you
go
don't
to
have,
the gym
you don't
with
have
my
to
trainer.
Stick to your normal 7 to
that's
8
what a BA
or 6
got
to
me.
7. So if you want to sleep in today, then go 1 o'clock, you know, yeah. Or go 6 o'clock or whatever. I just think people just see holiday as let me just eat and not train. And that's
and
it's a mindset. And drink.
So, I mean, I think people just get taken away by the hype of holidays.
Yes.
And if you can control it and not get hyped up and overly excited, then it's much easier.
Is BC on the floor?
Yeah, BC's on the floor.
We missed something.
He's finished. Hey, new money, come back.
Uncle Boya, man. Come back.
Uncle New Money. BC, by the way, what are you getting me for Christmas? Because I know you're rolling in it.
Yeah,
you're throwing money around these days.
I'm getting you getting cupcakes, buddy.
You know, the other day, BC said that he was going to bet me 10,000 for something or other. I was like, yo, 10,000.
Oh, yes,
rand.
I saw that.
You know, I don't roll like that. I don't have that kind of money just lying around. It's tied up in investments. So,
hang on, wasn't that for some running also? Or was it swimming?
No, some running thing.
What was it? The marathon or something?
But anyway, no. Let's not get into Pateni's way. Pateni, what do you recommend people should do?
So, I mean, I don't know, Mesh. From your perspective, NBC and Victor,
well,
do you Mesh's find it easier to just to gym during holidays, or does it get a bit tougher for you guys?
No, I find it a little bit harder because I think discipline-wise, sometimes that goes out the window a little bit with all the partying and that sort of thing. But I think, like Ville-Marie says, you don't have to worry about the time issue because you can actually go a lot later in the day and you can go for as long as you want. And I think putting your activities as part of the holiday thing, you know, like if you're on a beach holiday or something, instead of just lounging on the beach, actually go for a swim in the ocean if you can, or run on the beach or take a walk with friends and family. That's
exactly
of thing.
So I mean, that was the next point. Now that you've planned, you can actually see if I can fit exercise into my schedule or not. If you're spending half the time driving, there's no way you're going to get to the gym.
Yeah.
But if you've set aside and said, look, this is what I'll be doing over the holidays, is it actually possible for me to fit exercise into my schedule?
So that's also, I mean, you would know, have you noticed that when you start picking and eating wrong, you start craving it more more? So if you're going to drive 5, 6 hours or 10 hours and just eat a whole lot of nonsense, the moment you get there, that's what you're going to keep eating, and coming back, you're going to keep eating.
In fact, I think you've gone ahead of me. 5 is indulge smartly. So I mean,
I'm sorry.
That's great stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, so clearly Ville-Marie knows her stuff. She's telling you.
Yeah. But I mean, like you say, these are simple tips that you can use, but if you don't use them, it's so easy to just fall off the health wagon. Yeah. If you don't indulge smartly, it is very easy to crave and just eat the wrong stuff. So before we even get to the training part, I mean, there's planning and then there's eating wise. Before you even hit the road or go to the beach, you know. So I think the first 5, which we've discussed, 3 of those, are just health related. I mean, I speak here about drinking plenty of water.
Yeah, stay hydrated,
Stay hydrated. It might sound, I mean, how's that going to help me stay fit? But if you're not hydrated, you wake up the following morning and you just don't feel like doing anything. Mm. If you're going to be drinking, boozing it up big time, tomorrow morning, flush it out with some water. Okay. Stay hydrated. So, I mean,
because the problem with vodka is it looks like water, but it just tastes much better.
But you know, you can't really flush it.
You can't flush what?
Your vodka.
Really? What are you saying?
Up to a point. It's still going to go sit somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
It's
where's it going to sit?
It's got some effect. Do you know that?
Okay,
so
but
people mustn't. I mean, I hear what you're saying with the flushing. People just mustn't think that, let me just drink and flush it away. It's going to have an effect on your weight. Alcohol is hectic on weight gain.
I think when I share these, I mean, I'm assuming worst case scenario of someone that's saying, look, I mean, it's so easy for me to just misbehave. How do I at least control this so that when January comes around, I'm not talking here about the fitness fanatic or the guy that
you're
is
not talking
disciplined.
About you. Someone who's already doing this all the time. You're not talking about a guy. You're talking about the rest of us. NBC.
So drink plenty of water. 5 is indulge smartly, which we've already spoken about. So, I mean, if you're feasting and you've got family gatherings, I'm not saying don't eat or indulge.
One bowl of trifle.
One
no
bowl.
More.
You
no
know?
More.
And then put the rest in the fridge or brush your teeth afterwards.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think people just like overdo it. Mm. You know, if you really want more of that, then pack it away in a plate and hide it from someone. You know,
but it's
eat
easier
it later.
Said than done, eh, Lomri. It is.
I'm going
to my in-laws in the Eastern Cape, and those people don't understand one plate. You know what I mean? They're like, Ikea, have some more. And you're I'm okay. No, have some more. You're like, I'm on this low carb thing. They don't even get that.
Try brushing your teeth after eating. Immediately afterwards, brush the teeth. Because if you want to.
That's actually true.
What does that
do? It's going to taste differently. There's no way you're going to enjoy it.
You don't crave what you just had.
You don't crave. So part of indulging smartly, once you've had something that you really love, head straight to the. Brush your teeth,
Uncle
BC. Buddy. Uncle BC.
What do you want to say?
No.
Show us your six pack, BC.
No.
Right
now? Right now?
Yes.
Right here?
Let's see.
Okay, if I show you my six pack, what are you going to show me?
Her boobs.
I have a six pack.
I don't want to see a six pack.
You're not seeing anything.
I actually
else.
Don't want to see your boobs.
No, take that you're married.
Yeah, because we're like brother and sister, man. That's just be awkward, you know. I'll be like, okay, anyway, we're moving on. We're talking fitness tips. That just took us off on a segue. Thanks, BC. Uncle BC. Always, I don't know. Okay.
The distractor.
Super.
That distractor.
Yeah. I've actually fallen off the uncle wagon. Dumisho is now Uncle Dumisho. I'm a father.
The dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know.
All right.
Thanks for that pic. She looked absolutely lovely in my outfit.
I didn't see the pic. No. Okay, anyway, come. Fitness tips.
You need
fitness
to buy
tips.
A baby something in order for you to see the pics.
Fitness for girls. If you have a baby, your arms will work.
Don't worry. Anyway, yeah.
Super. Number six is involve others in your exercise routine.
Mm.
You know, it's almost impossible for people that are not fitness fanatics to do it on their own.
Mm.
Now I'm talking, it's not even holidays, just during the year. During holidays, the easiest way, get a personal trainer, get family, get friends, someone that you can be accountable to, who can actually give you that call in the morning or say, hey, dude, tomorrow we're doing something. You know, so that's number six.
BC, tomorrow morning we're playing tennis.
Sharp. Get ready for an ass whipping.
And then seven, just compile a training, an exciting training schedule.
I just want to get back to that. You probably whip my ass because BC is very good.
You wouldn't
with
run
any
across
sports,
the court.
Any sports that involves balls, BC is very good at handling balls. So you'll probably be good at that. You were saying.
Moving right along. BC. Number seven, compile an exciting training schedule. I mean, if it's monotonous, you're going to get bored.
Yeah.
Mix it up, like you were saying, Mash. If you're down at the beach, some beach volleyball, run on the beach. Perhaps if you're indoors, get a DVD, do some indoors training. But try and mix it up a bit so that...
For married couples, you can chase each other naked around the house. And if you catch her, you can do what you like.
You know what you've got? You get this. I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas. But I'll tell everyone
okay.
now.
What's
you know you get
10?
For your wife? You get... Or she can actually put it around you. It depends who needs to lose the most weight.
Okay.
You get like a... like a rope, you know, with a stretch in it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Put it around the body, and then the one whoever is like who you've put it around, let's put you in the front. She can mm-hmm. hold it. You need to run away.
Yeah.
And that thing's got resistance.
I think we should do it the other way around. I can see it already. Okay.
It's brilliant.
Tell us the next one.
Number eight is rise early if you can. Mm. You know, during holidays, you try and rise early, maybe say once or twice a week. Yes, you might be out late nights, but when you can, once a week, get up early. You know, that extra 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour before everyone else rises does your world of good. You don't have to do it every day, but like I say, if you can, once a week, get in the gym, go out for your morning run, go out for your walk on the beach, but just try rise early, because if you're rising when everyone else is rising, it becomes hectic. You know, if you've got kids on holiday, or you've got your wife or your girlfriend, you've got to be attending to all those other activities. Whereas an hour or two before everyone else rises always works quite well.
All right.
Number nine, get enough sleep.
Yeah, sleep is good.
Sleep is vitally important. You know, a lot of people are not getting sleep during the holidays. But if you've scheduled your activities, try get enough sleep. If it means power naps during the day, do that. Mm. Helps a great deal.
Okay.
And it helps with weight loss.
With weight loss as well. It's a fantastic way. Yeah. I mean, even water is a fantastic way of just kind of controlling your weight. And then I think the last one for me has worked quite well. I mean, I just pray, you know, in the mornings, in the evenings. For me, that's one way of controlling things that are actually not in my control.
Wait. How does praying reduce your weight?
No, staying fit. So I think a lot of people...
How does praying stay help you stay fit?
He says it helps him manage his day. You must listen, BC.
Ek luister, maar ek verstaan dit nie.
You can plan.
You don't have a degree.
Yo.
BC. Yeah, it's a jumpela. Dala super. Dala super.
So, help me understand this.
There's a lot of things that you can plan, BC. But at the end of the day, you know what? You can't control everything that happens. As we speak now, I can't run because someone on Sunday stood on my foot. You know, so for me, it just helps me control the things that I can't control. To say, look, I've got all these intentions. I've got all these activities. I've got to make sure that
I don't think you have to explain. I think that's personal. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something that...
He's just being demanding now.
But I think it's good that he asked so that I can put it into perspective for him. And I'm saying, you know, these 10 are what have worked for me over the past 5 years. People don't have to use all of them. Can use 1, 2, or 3 to just say, look, I can use those to stay fit during the holidays. Some won't work for you. You know,
so can I pray to lose weight?
Hey?
Can I pray to lose weight? Because I'm a bit, you know, around the, you know.
You can ask for help, but you got to do the work.
Yeah. And you can try to do the work, but not get around to doing it. Because yeah, there's just issues that you can't, you're driving, you're flying, anything is possible. You know, so when you've planned everything, it just helps you to control stuff that is out of your control.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for those. Where can people find the 10 ways to help you stay fit during the holidays if they're out there?
It's on www.runforwealth.com. And you'll get to the blog section. That's the latest blog post that I've got on there. So people can go and read all about those 10 simple ways to stay fit during holidays.
Runforwealth.com. Okay. And how often do you do the blog?
Every week I'll publish an article.
Okay.
Super.
All right, guys. Well, the other thing that we need to talk about is, as you know, today is exactly 1 year after Utata Madiba Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela passed away. So we're all remembering him today.
How do you say all that?
How do I say what? Nelson Rolihlahla.
I'm still trying to say Klubi.
How do you say Nelson?
No, say not Nelson. That part. That is quite like... English.
Okay, so everyone was supposed to do something today in remembrance of Utata.
Yes,
Monabis.
I did 67 minutes of punishment on the highway.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Times two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was right. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So in that 67 minutes, all I could do was think of that.
Okay.
No, really, if anyone's listening and driving, please, I don't know what is going on, but it's ridiculous. Now, because it's Friday, are people just already on
there
holiday?
There was an accident just before Marlboro off-ramp, which was a big one. So it's made traffic back up all the way back. And then there was another accident actually on Waterloo Drive.
Yeah.
And William Nicholls not looking great, so everyone going in that direction. So both Rivonia. M and N1 are not great. So Rivonia's all blocked up. Everything's blocked up. Even Sandton City is a bit clogged up today. So watch out if you're on the
roads. All the bonuses have arrived.
Yeah. And you, Mr. Chauke, your thoughts. Today is the anniversary of Utata's passing. What have your thoughts been about it?
It's about reflecting, you know. One thing that I just picked up, that if we can reflect and get the lesson from Nelson Mandela, you know, that he just lived and passed away, but there are a lot of things that he left for us. You know, first it was about the purpose. He lived a lifestyle of purpose. So it's something that we can adopt from him, that we don't just have to run our life, you know, like just normally, but we need to have a purpose in our life. You know, and the second thing, it was... He was patient, you know. Things never happen in one day, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He waited for a long time until he got his gold. So we got to be patient in our lives, you know. We got to be waiting and waiting to know that, you know, we're going to get there. We know that we're almost in the close of the year, you know, it's December. Maybe you had plans. Things never happen the way you planned them, you know. Just be patient, and 2015 is there. It's going to come. So you can carry on. And the last thing that I've learned from Nelson Mandela, it was about staying positive. You know, in the midst of him being in jail with his friends, he never allowed the negative attitude, mindset to be there. He was always positive and always going for his goal. So those are the things that I just think I picked up and learned from him.
All right.
Yeah.
I know that you're huge into leadership, Mr. Kuzwayo Peteni.
Yeah.
What do you think was the one of some of the biggest things that set Madiba apart in terms of his style of leadership?
Madiba was not afraid to be alone. Mm. I think any leader has got to go through some desert period in their life when there's no one around you and all you have is yourself speaking to yourself. He went through it practically for many, many, many years. And during that period, you've just got to re-emphasize that actually I'm on the right path. Regardless of what the crowd may say, regardless of what some people that support you may say. I mean, the people who might even feel like, hey, we've been with you for far too long. We doubt you're on the right path.
Like supporting pirates. Trump is the right path. I can tell you that right now.
So Madiba got that very right. I think he was so convinced that he was doing the right thing that regardless of whether he had a crowd or was on his own, he was going to do what he was meant to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you, Vilmarie, what are your thoughts around Madiba?
There's one thing that stands out for me.
Mm-hmm.
I do like his leadership ways because he didn't always have to be in the limelight. What I saw was that, and I also read something about that, about leading from behind. You know, you allow your people to make decisions, to take the limelight, but he's there in support. So for me, that's one thing that stands out.
All right. Well, for me, I just think that it was the way that he was not afraid when things were not going well for either him or the party. You know, he was not afraid to stand up for what was right. He was not afraid to put country before himself, before the party, before anything else. And he was selfless in that way. And I think that we can all take from him that sense of selflessness, that sense of integrity that I think sometimes is very much missing nowadays from our leaders. Where if you know that things are wrong, you need to say, like, this is not cool, you know, and stand up for it, even if it's your friends that are involved in it.
Well, I even heard something today with, is it Zelda
Lefrange? Yeah, Zelda Lefrange. Yeah.
I mean, she was talking about the fact that he was always so concerned about spend, you know, in the sense of not, if two people didn't have to fly somewhere, then only one's necessary, you know, don't waste money, which is not happening at the moment at all. Mm. So, and that's something he was... you know, he took responsibility for that money. Yeah. He didn't just spend because it was there.
Yeah. I think I like what you said, Vilmarie. I mean, regarding doing things behind the scenes and not wanting the limelight. I think a lot of the times we want to do the 67 minutes of donating my time because there's media, because you know that it's going to get you some mileage when everyone is hyped up around that time. But we can do 67 minutes every day. Or once a week. So the question is, what are we doing outside of these days that are dedicated?
Consistently.
How can we be consistent in our ways? Mm-hmm. You know, and that means doing it when no one else is watching.
Dr. Chauke, I mean, you're quiet and this is your zone, yeah?
No, it's something...
Would you design my house for free? You know, Mandela would do it, you know?
No, he wouldn't.
Money talks. Money talks. For that reason, you have money talks. Yeah, but there's a lot of things that we can learn from Nelson Mandela from our personal space. You know, he set a legacy that different people can learn from. You know, regardless of who you are, you can just pick up and see what direction are you taking in life. You know, what is it that you can extract from him? You know, and one thing that today I was pondering about, it was about celebrating ourselves. You know, it's something that we, most of the time, we don't do it, you know, and then we're coming to the close of the year. And we put a lot of effort, we do a lot of things, but we don't have a time to reflect and celebrate ourselves. You know, as much as we do it for other people, but we have to celebrate ourselves. So it's something that we have to do, you know, always, and saying that, you know what, we need to celebrate
but
ourselves.
That's very true. Take selfies, we do all those things. Yes. Come on, that's celebrating yourself, no?
No,
that's different. That's about rewarding yourself.
Oberflacker.
Oh, my car, look, pout.
But, you know, we're running out of time, so you're going to give us 2 minutes of inspiration or thereabouts, are you not? What have you got for us today?
But before you do, I want to know, what is your, how do you reflect to me, Shaw?
He eats.
Oh, my word.
Really, I think I like to, when I'm driving, just take that moment to reflect. And I think that when it comes to spending time with yourself, I do enjoy a good run because that's a way to take time for yourself and reflect. And any form of exercise is also very good when it comes to reflecting. So one of the easiest ways, if you're not big on meditating, is to meditate by exercising, or if you can, take 5 minutes of every day. Every morning I wake up and I take 5 minutes just to reflect on the day that's coming up, and to see how I can do better and to remember my purpose as well. And I always like to go into a moment of prayer, as well as reading my Bible.
Yeah. You know what works, guys, and this is sometimes against our will, but when we get our power failures, suddenly have to talk to whomever's there.
Yep.
Not watch TV, or if it's yourself, you have to reflect.
Yeah.
Take a selfie. 2 hours with no electricity.
It's actually awesome. So it just shows you. It. I think every now and then, don't switch your TV on.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it off for a bit.
So you're saying you're enjoying the load shedding at the moment?
A little, yes. Yeah. When it's, you know, when you're kind of prepared for it.
She's in love, so she's got a new boyfriend. So all right. They stay in the dark and so, light candles.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's get you serious for a second. Yeah. Victor, what you got for us?
Okay, what I prepared today, it's a dedication to Nelson Mandela. It's one of the speech that you read, you know, and I said, you know, this is going to fit perfectly for today. So yeah. I just want to read that speech.
Okay.
Mm. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frighten us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fearless? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not save the world. There's nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. Mm-hmm. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not in just some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we liberate, we're liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others. This is the I've prepared for today. It's wonderful. Mm. I love it.
So let your light shine. We'll see you next week. We're out of here. Any last words?
Get December, boss.
Arieng.